Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry designed for you to fail.
Hey, how is it that one episode later, we have 98,000 downloads and 48,900 TikTok followers. Oh my God, you guys. We grew by 10,000 in like a day and a half. This is absolutely insane. Also, my biggest apologies for not getting this episode out on Monday. I really wanted to. I wasn't able to. It's Wednesday. I apologize. We had a lot of stuff happened this week. I was in the salon way more than expected. And I've been just really busy, and it's summer and I'm just trying to cram it all in. Hank just woke up and he's licking his paw, and I think you can probably hear it in the background, and I just wanted to apologize for that. Anyway, here's the second half of Laura's episode. Thank you for bearing with me while I'm doing way too many things, but that's just how I am. Enjoy.
Yeah, well, not only that, you are not even thinking about that. You're not. And if you
don't think about the IRS until they send you a letter and they go, hey, and you're like, oh my God.
Exactly.
That's when you think about the IRS.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Right. And the problem here is that with all my speech that I'm telling you about how I did business and how my director was trying me to tell me how to handle my business. Are you kidding me?
No business acumen. She's just a Mary Kay consultant.
Right.
She doesn't have like a BA or anything like that. No. She has nothing.
Yeah. So I was thinking about, I'm so glad that you point that out, because last night I was thinking, so it's interesting how you have all these conventions in Dallas and you have to be yourself and think pink and just be proud, because the incentives as well. If you over achieve every month or every business order placement, they do provide with jewelry and flashy things. So that's your incentive right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Knickknacks.
Exactly.
Knickknacks that mean nothing. And all they do is make you feel special enough to give you that shot of dopamine that I talk about in the Vice documentary.
Oh, yes.
That makes you go, oh yeah, when am I get my next fix?
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you on the hook.
Yes. And I did earn three times those kind of knickknacks that you were mentioning.
And how did they make you feel?
Oh, precious. So precious and so important. Look at me. I have my beautiful necklace that it has the Mary Kay logo. And I'm like, who does want to wear a jewelry piece that says Mary Kay? That's not even my name, you know? But my point is that out of those three pieces, one of it was claimed to be silver. It right now is just a copper tone. And then the other one, I just give it to my daughter, my 5-year-old daughter, because she was like, mommy, that's so, it has like a little key, because on the back of it has a medallion that it says, you have the key. And so she was into fairy houses, and she's like, oh, it's a tiny key for the fairies. Can I have it? Yes, you can.
Yes.
Yes, you can. And so the other pieces, that the last one that got me hooked, that I couldn't sign, that I couldn't say no. I did my order, I got my discount, and then I earned an extra thingy because I did like an extra sale. And the incentive was to choose a piece of jewelry out of a necklace, earrings, or a ring. And for many years now, I don't wear earrings. My necklaces, I'm very sensitive. My skin is very sensitive, but I, as a person, I'm very sensitive. So it has to be like either stones or something that won't give me a rash. So I decided to go with a ring. Well, guess what? Not only I did not receive like in the time frame that I was supposed to, so I couldn't go to a business party flashing my ring that I wanted, and I didn't have it. And then it was kind of like late. I mean, I was like, okay, it's been 2 weeks. Something must have happened. So I contact my director, and she's like, oh yeah, your ring. I forgot to tell you. They had to place like an extra order for blah, 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 blah. And we're waiting on the shipping. And I'm like, that's fine. I don't care. I'm wearing my wedding ring anyways. Don't worry. So guess what? Finally, after a month, I got the ring. I did get the ring, but it was the wrong size.
Of course it was. God, of course it was.
No. And then upon inspecting the ring, you could see that it was even
it's like from a Cracker Jack box.
Oh my gosh. I swear to you, I was like, I don't want to see it ever again. I just don't want to. And then I posted, just like you said, I posted on Facebook, said, hey guys, I've been so blessed to meet so many incredible people. I did enjoy my ride in Mary Kay business, but I cannot go any further with this. Nobody pay attention to me. Nobody. The next week, hey girl, can I have a mascara? And I'm like, but I don't have the discount anymore. What do I do? And Chris is like, it's just one mascara. Just order it. I mean, you have to pay for the $15 or $12 that it costs, then the shipping, handling, and then the taxes. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. I guess for one customer, it's only one time. And then if it was not one thing and another, and I'm like, Chris, I do like the products. And people do ask for the products. What do I do? And he's like, I don't know. It's up to you. You're the one handling your business. So it's up to you. He was very supportive from day one. A year goes by and I get pregnant last year with my last baby.
Congratulations. And
thank you. Oh, we love her so much. And so the moment I got pregnant, I'm quitting for reals. For realsies now. And so I did post again and I said, hey guys, remember that I posted something last year? Well, now it is happening. I don't have time. I don't have the energy. I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes. So I was just full about it. I had three kids home, pregnant with my fourth, gestational diabetes. I had the perfect excuse to just get out of this business. And of course my director, oh, but no. And I'm like, but yes.
And it still wasn't enough.
It wasn't.
Mm-hmm. It still wasn't enough to get you off the hook without your director being like, what?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She did try to encourage me a little, like put it in the back burner. And I'm like, no, like, I can't. I really can't.
On the back burner and spend that $250 every 3 months.
Yeah. No, like
it's on the back burner, just burning away. Just mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah. I think last year was a blessing in disguise for a lot of people, because we found in the pandemic some sort of, I would like to say scapegoat. I don't know if that's the correct term, but I guess like a scapegoat just to get out of whatever we were doing that we were not liking it, because it was absorbing a lot of energy. Let me tell you, one time for the convention. If you don't mind sharing this story. So I was so excited for the convention, but I thought being an American convention, in my naive mind of way thinking, I thought that it was for free. It was like a free admission that you can go and enjoy a speaker person there, like a spokesperson there, and just see the event. No. You have to make a reservation for your hotel. You have to make a reservation for the event. And
transportation to get there.
Well, this is the thing. Not only me, it was me and another person, another girl from the business, from the same team, from my director. She said, well, the only two girls that are really interested in going can come with me. I'm going to drive there myself. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's a way. So we took the ride with her. We got to the hotel and we were just having like a girls' nights party, you know, in the room. It was fun. Chris being so problem solver and he was being cautious, you know, here's your money if anything happens, you know, just put it in your pocket. Don't even mention about it. Just keep it in your pocket. That's all I have right now, but just for safety, you know, and I'm, oh, thank you. Okay. So I did. The other girl and myself, the most shocking way of awakening was to realize that everything is smoke and mirrors, because at the convention day, there was a luncheon going on. We didn't know that it was only for the directors and uplines to go to the luncheon. And I'm like, wait a minute, what are we going to eat? I kid you not.
Go to McDonald's. Sorry. Maybe you should have worked harder. Maybe you should have worked your business harder so you could be a director and you could come to this luncheon. I'm sorry.
Exactly those words.
Oh my God. I get a gold star.
Yes, you do. It's like ringing in my ear. And I'm like, wait, but aren't we all here for that? No, I'm not joking. It was exactly those words ringing in my ear.
So predictable. These cult leaders and these cult members are so predictable that I can call it before it happens.
Yes. And the thing is that we were so, like I said, we were so excited because we were looking at everyone there. Everyone's so beautiful and everyone's so successful, earning things and whatnot. It was just an amazing, well, flashy, I must say, event that would get your attention either way. It was going like to a concert. There was music and there was a lot of people and everyone is having fun. And I'm like, wow, like I can't do this. Like,
yeah. Like Tom Cruise's Scientology birthday.
Yes, exactly. So I would say that I was so excited, and I did want my business to succeed. This is in 2017. So this was like, 2017. I was really now in the mindset of building up my business, but because I was overworking, I was booking 4 parties a day and just go. Yeah. It was crazy. I just couldn't, in the convention, I didn't realize until the following day, because I was so excited, but because of all the stress and all the energy that I just couldn't get out of me, I was developing a rash all over myself. And I'm like, what is this? Yeah, what is this? And Chris told me, this is the thing. You didn't stop all week. Like this week, you got book parties every day. Like you have to stop. And I'm like, nope, but I'm building up my business. Like I need to do this. If I stop, I won't see any money. And she's like, this is ridiculous. But he was being supportive, of course. Well, going back to the convention day, the other girl and myself, we look at each other and I'm like, we need to eat. But we haven't eaten since yesterday. Like, what are we going to do? So we got ourselves some lunch or whatever. And because of all the directors were pulled aside to another type of mini convention only for directors. We were just the two of us sitting. So how long you been in Mary Kay? Well, I've been this long. And you? Well, same, roughly about the same. So do you think it's a good business? Do you think it's successful? And it was just like a chit chat going on, because it was just small talk. Because we didn't know each other. That's the thing. We just knew each other because of the same group. We weren't friends then. And I could sense that she was not happy, and she could sense that I was not happy.
Was this the moment that seed of doubt was planted in your head?
2017, I would say that, but I didn't do anything until 2019, because it was like grabbing. But that moment where you just said, it was like an awakening, definitely. She looked at me. And I was 34 years old. It was 4 years ago, 34 roughly. She was 21. She looked at me like looking up at somebody like an adult. And I'm like, where's my adult? I want to cry. She was looking up and she says, don't you think it's odd that we're invited to a convention? We're not being provided meals? And that we had to pay for, like, what is going on? And I said, I try to be the adult there. And I said, yes, but I think it's not right that we are not being fed. And she's like, well, I was going to say that, but because it's there in the schedule thing for the event, it says the event is going on from this time, the luncheon is going to be from this time to this time. Like, but it's not happening for us. Like, what are we supposed to be doing? Are we just supposed to be roaming around the building? Like, what is it? And so it was kind of odd, but definitely wasn't like an awakening moment for both of us. And then, like I said, 2019, I was like, that's enough. Who am I kidding? Yes, I am selling every now and then, just like a here and there, but not even to have a residual income, not even to support a bill in my house, not even that. So I quit last year. Was like the definite day that I decided was when they told me that I was pregnant. I was like, this is perfect. Pandemic just hit. I'm pregnant with my fourth kid. I have three kids at home. Perhaps I'm doing something wrong, but I don't want to find out anymore, because I'm losing more than I'm gaining anything if I was supposed to. And so that was it. That was it. I just posted and everyone is like, oh, okay. So good luck. You know, it wasn't like a big loss for anybody, to be honest, because like you said, you can buy your products at the pharmacy. No big deal. No big deal. Like, don't stress. Like with me, with all my rash, don't stress. Just enjoy the ride. But if it's not working for you, get out. The problem is that it's like they hook you. The problem is to know, when do you realize that you are hooked and how to get unhooked? That is the issue right there.
Yeah. There was something that I wrote down from the survey that you sent me that I had to fill out, and the quote, and we just talked about it, but I wrote it down because I thought it was really powerful. Mm-hmm. And you said, I never saw a true prophet.
Never.
A true prophet.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I never did. And sitting down with Chris when we found out that we were pregnant for the fourth time in the pandemic, the moment I said, hey, Chris, I never saw a prophet. And I kind of feel like weird leaving, but not really. It's like a set, like you're mourning something, but you don't know exactly what it is. But then you're like also getting that heavy weight off your shoulder. I kid you not, if you ever talk to Chris again, he'll tell you the story. He did this. Oh my gosh. Thank God. I'm so glad that you're not doing this anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was painful for him. What I didn't see, it was that I was trying to help the family, of course, but also it was the vanity in myself. I want to look precious. Look at my lipstick. Just look at me. I look gorgeous, don't I? My eyeshadows are just glowing. They're just perfect. But in reality, I was hurting not only him, but the whole family, my kids. For that week that I was rushing and booking all these kind of parties, I didn't see my kids, not one single day. Support system, it was my husband. That's it. I didn't have a true support from anyone else.
After surviving that week where you work, book, and you got that stress-induced like rash all over your body, you were like, I can't do this every week.
Yeah.
This is what it takes to be quote unquote successful.
Yes.
I can't physically do this.
No. And, wow. And you might be thinking, and probably your fans, I was going to say, but your fans are going to listen to you in this podcast, hopefully. And they might be thinking that I'm exaggerating the story of, I got a rash all over. No. So Chris saw the rash and my mom was visiting from Mexico that week. That's why I was booking that many times in a day, because my mom was here to help me with the kids. So she saw my feet. Not only I had the rash, but because I was standing every day, my feet were swelling like elephant. Like, oh, I was huge. God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So it was like me. It was not even me. It was my body physically resenting all this stress that I was going through.
That is incredible. And I think every single person listening to this podcast 100% believes you.
I hope so. If not,
I don't think anybody doesn't believe that. I mean, we've had crazier stories than that. And wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
oh my God.
Like I said, how
was long did it take for that rash to go away?
Probably like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Not only painful, it was like a true rash. Like you couldn't stand it. And also being the swollen feet, because me standing, I mean, it had to go like in a week too, because it was painful. It was just painful. And I guess my husband looking at it, he wanted to be so supportive. Like, I'm there for you if you want to. But yeah, last year, was when I told him, like, you know what, I cannot go through this stress again. And I don't even have the money, neither the customers, because of the pandemic. I can't even book parties because we cannot be gathered like over five people in the same place. So what's the point? And he truly, truly took a deep breath. And it was just like, oh, thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Just thank you that you're not doing this anymore.
Another silver lining of COVID-19.
There you go. It was like a blessing in disguise. Definitely. It was a blessing in disguise, because I couldn't find the courage, just because I understand that that some people make it work. I understand that they have that in the brains, how a business works. I didn't. But like I said, me being a foreign, I think I just wanted to belong somewhere, and I was failing myself to be part of something, not making it successful as anybody else in the company. But in reality, like I said, numbers are numbers. There are statistics that show, they prove my what I'm saying right now. My research shows 99% of the women never really make money. Never. And that right there is just saying that perhaps they do make money, but that money is never for them. It's never for the recital, for the kids, for the ballet class. It's never for that. It's always for the company. It goes back to the
business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I looked up this website. I don't know if anybody's ever been out or you've even looked at it, but Pink Truth, it's a great anti-MLM, anti-Mary Kay, website called Pink Truth. And there's an article on here I want to go down with you and you can tell me what you think. It's called The Top 10 Reasons to Not Do Mary Kay. Yes. Would you like to see and see if you say, hey, I agree with this website. So number 10, the minute you sign your agreement, your recruiter and or sales director is going to put the squeeze on you to buy an inventory package. Why? We talked about this. Yes. They won't shut up unless you buy $600 wholesale. And even if you agree to that much, they're still going to try to get you to do one of the other packages, 18, 24, 3,000, 36, or 48.
Yeah, they tell you that
we talked about that literally on this episode.
They call it they call it the value price for the products. So it's like the perfect kit. You can't miss that. You have to have it. So
you're gonna love number 9. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she did not see this before. I literally pulled this up like 10 minutes ago when we were talking. So I have not even read these at all. I just thought, why not? Number 9. This is so incredible. The prizes they dangle in front of you are mostly dollar store items more appropriate for your 5-year-old.
Didn't I
just say that? In the fairy garden.
In the fairy garden. Mommy, can I have the jewelry for the fairies? Yes, sweetie. You can have it. You can.
Number 8. You're not really allowed to advertise your business or sell through modern outlets such as eBay. Do any of these and you'll risk having your consultancy terminated.
Yes. In your contract, it is very well established. You cannot do that. Otherwise, you'll be terminated. And even if you're crazy enough to come back or want to come back to the MLM company, you will be banned for life.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true.
Dang. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7. Another one we talked about. The market is saturated. If they don't already have a consultant, they got rid of their pesky consultant. They don't want a consultant. They don't like the products, or they don't want to be harassed by a Mary Kay lady.
So are you ready for a quick story? It's just going to take me 1 minute.
Yeah, of course.
The director will tell you, will tell me, because I didn't have a school to go to moms or a church where to go and sell the product or try just to sell the idea of the products, to just talk while grocery shopping, you know, we're in the produce section and just, you know, start chatting with people that I don't know, even though it's a small town. I literally have one time in my experience, I saw a lady that I could see a potential for use the products. So I approached and she's just like, immediately, just like, no, I'm not interested. And the other, I guess they advise you or they try to give you ideas on how to do things. You are allowed, if you want, to put your business cards that we were talking about in the front, like there's like a cork thingy where like a,
a cork board.
Yeah, exactly. Like a board. And you just put your card there. And then if anybody's interested, just take the card and they can call you. Who? Ask me, how many cards did I put?
How many cards did you put up and how many people called you?
If I had to say, probably like 40 cards, not one single callback. Not one single
money right callback. Down the drain.
Yes. From your pocket. Yeah.
Right. Wow. Number 6, the products are constantly changing. The company uses new packaging or changes to the products in order to get you to buy more. If you bought inventory, some of that is now outdated and the company is hoping that you'll spend your money on newer things. And if you're really lucky, your sales director who placed your first order for you knew it was being discounted and ordered you lots of it. And that way you'll have to put in another order sooner to have current products on hand.
Yeah. Yeah. I did talk about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have to have products. And not only that, no. It's not just for the, I can have products for a full year. No, ma'am. You have to have products for the season. So
season.
For the next season, you can have the other launching products. So you can have your party launch the products so people can get hype with the products and then you can place orders. Yeah, it's that idea of just wasting money. Well, investing, wasting money, if you will. Yeah, that happens.
Number five, we didn't talk about, but I have heard this from friends that sold Mary Kay. Mm-hmm. You'll be expected to wear a skirt to all company events. Although Mary Kay Inc. has officially done away with the requirement to wear pantyhose and closed-toed shoes, many directors will still require that. This dress code is made without regard to the weather, other obligations, your health, or your preference. And if you don't follow it, you'll be ridiculed and asked to not come back.
Do I have to? Do you want me to? Yeah, probably you want me to. So, so as your own boss, your bae boss, you can do your business the way you want. You know, you can dress as you want. Being in the quote unquote beauty industry, you have to have some sort of image, I guess, because you have to be presentable, whatever. Who gives?
That's what they say. I mean, I don't think that's true, but that's definitely what they say.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it is from on the beauty industry. So you have to present yourself at least likable.
Right.
You know, so people do want to approach to you. Let me put it that way. But definitely it's your own decision on what to do things. But for the conventions, yes, you only are going to see women in skirts. That's it.
I sold a lot of LuLaRoe skirts, the pencil mm-hmm. skirts, to Mary mm-hmm. Kay ladies going to convention.
Yes.
They're like, oh, and they would bring their red jacket. They're like, oh, it needs to match. I need this exact color red to match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess with that, ideology is that perhaps this is just my theory, but perhaps it's Mary Kay Ash fashion or style that she wanted to present herself. So you just want to be like her, mm-hmm. you know? So there you go. If you would have asked me when I joined Mary Kay, do you want to join LuLaRoe? I would have said yes, because I love fashion and want so not and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't have the money. I just didn't have the money. In that perspective.
My upline
recommended
to people to sell their breast milk to earn the money to join LuLaRoe.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely dead serious that she said that. Yeah.
No, I can't believe you. Okay, no.
Insane, right? Insane.
It is.
Yeah. What's the hardest lesson that you learned during your time in MLM?
My hardest. I guess there are several, of course, but I think the hardest would be that even though I follow my dad's advice of not, I want to say waste, but I guess just spend money that I didn't have. I guess that was it, because in my mind I was working very hard, but I was just spending money that I didn't have. That was the hardest one. That it hit me. Because it hit my heart coming from my dad, that advice. I think it hit me. It was really powerful and it hurt a lot. I'm speechless, as you can tell. I follow my dad's advice very closely. And I was paying attention. Like I said, he said that when we were early in our teenage years, So realizing in numbers and reflecting in our lifestyle, it was that, even though I did want to follow his steps and his advice, somehow I ended up not doing it. Somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You let the cult in is what happened.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then my favorite question, the last question, mm-hmm. is a positive takeaway that you mm-hmm. learned while MLM that you still use.
From Mary Kay or from general?
From your time in MLM, something that you learned, whether it's about yourself, whether it's about running a business, anything that you learned that you're like, okay, thanks MLM. Like, you taught me something I can actually use.
I'm more brave and I'm more confident than I thought I was.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And also, if you don't mind me saying this, I think another thing is a positive thing to me. I am more important than anything else because my family needs me here. I love myself more than anything else. I can live without makeup.
Yeah. That was something I sort of learned too. Like, you know what? Like,
yeah.
I'm more important than this.
Yeah.
This is nothing. Like, yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm.
But my point is that you can even enjoy or look the things as they are. It's just a cup of coffee, chill, you know, calm down. But in my head, and it's because you've been advised to, you know, you can go and have like a little chat over coffee with your friends. And I will be doing that instead of me relaxing, just an outing to Starbucks, having my cup of coffee. And I had in my head that I had to click the picture of I'm having my coffee with my makeup here. Whoever's ready, just come join me. I'll be here till 6, you know, and it's just sad. Come on, girl, enjoy your coffee. It is your time.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's something like that I do now too, is I've learned to schedule my days and mm-hmm. give myself time to do nothing. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing in that area that you marked off? And I was like, I'm doing nothing in that time.
I'm just breathing.
Literally doing nothing. So I might take a shower. I might do laundry. I might make myself a cup of coffee. I've booked out a 2-hour stretch in my day to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Cause this is the thing, Roberta, I was going to tell you about this. I didn't want to fail my company or myself because I saw that I had friends that they were amazing mothers, but also they go and have their time in their office every single day and they're successful and they're really good mothers. But also they had a different lifestyle. They had to have mom or dad or grandpa and grandma coming over and taking care of the kids while she is at work. And I didn't have that. So what was I supposed to do? You know, I didn't want to fail because I thought that it was possible. It is possible. I'm not going to say that. It is. But the way they want to sell or the idea they sell is not what the successful lifestyle that they're promoting is not what you're going to get. It is not.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Well, thank you so much for
spending your
evening with me.
Oh my goodness.
Talking and connecting and becoming friends.
Yes.
I love the authenticity of your entire like vibe. You're just the most adorable thing ever.
Oh, thank you.
I feel so lucky to have you tell me your story.
Thank you. No, it's an honor. I've been talking about having the podcast with you and I'm just bragging and I'm like, yes, yes, it's an honor. Come on. Seriously, guys. Even just to Chris.
Thank you. You know? Thank you. Yeah. You're making me blush.
No, it's the truth. And it's the truth. And I'll always say it. It's just like you are an angel that got sent for me to see, that so I could be relating to my issues and my problems, and it was there. And don't ask me why, it was there. It was the video that I needed. And to me, just to talk to you, even though it's through a computer, it feels like you're here. It feels like that. And I'm so honored, so blessed to have you in my life. I am blessed. Oh my God,
you're going to make me cry.
Let's cry together.
I'm like, I already cried on that. I'm not going to die.
Look at my mascara. Now I have to call my director.
I need to order more makeup remover.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, girl. Oh, my gosh. I am so honored. So honored. Yeah.
You are so sweet.
Thank you. No, thank you. I can't even, let me put it this way. I cannot believe that I'm talking with Roberta Blevins. No, can I even? Please, goodness, girl. No. And I cannot wish anything but success, blessings in your way, tenfold blessings your way for everything that you want to adventure into. I just envision you thriving in this because you're amazing.
Thank you so much.
No, come on, seriously.
I'm not great at taking compliments, but thank you. Like,
no.
I mean, that's the whole reason I did this. And so the fact that I am connecting with people like you and you're hearing my message and you're relating to my message, and then you're in turn becoming the new me and sharing your story as well, so that now you can be that angel for others.
Oh my gosh.
It's a full circle. It's a full circle. Full circle.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
I think in behalf of everybody that has been in your podcast, I think we need to thank you for letting us just put a little bit of our story there with you and sharing it with you so others can hear it too.
Number four, you won't really make any money unless you recruit. Do you really want to spend your time trying to convince people to try to sell the products you've barely even been able to sell yourself?
So
it's all about that residual income, right? We talked about that multiple times.
Yeah, it's the commission. If you don't, I'm sorry to say it, but in reality, if you don't have a commission, you just don't have the money. It's never.
You'd have to sell a lot of lipstick. A lot.
Yes. Yeah. A lot.
Number three, your family and friends will not respect you or your business. Did you get a lot of pushback or just people ignoring you or just like, I don't want that?
Do you mean by friends or family?
Yeah. Like friends and family are like, well.
Here, I don't have blood relatives close to me. I do have in Texas, some of them, my first cousins. The problem with that is that I didn't see them as much. So there was a little bit lack of communication. Chris doesn't have family here. But with my very closest friends, I did have someone really close to me. Like I thought, this is it. I can do business with her every single time, no problem. Because she's like my best friend, or was at that time. Immediately she said, I do have like a rash in my skin and it won't go away. And it's just the Mary Kay. How weird is that? That is only with the Mary Kay products. No. And then for my... funny story. My very first time that I ever heard of LuLaRoe, it was through one of my closest friends as well. And she said, don't you have like a business going on? And I do sell Mary Kay. The moment I said Mary Kay, she was just like,
yoink.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, because she was inviting other people. Like you said, you are a representative for LuLaRoe. We can do for other companies as well. So come over and we can do some. The moment I said Mary Kay, it was like, no, sorry. We just have like an allergy for ingredients on Mary Kay or something. Ugh, it's not going to work. And I'm like, are you serious? So I couldn't reach the closest friends. I just
couldn't. Your warm market wasn't even interested.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Number two, we talked about this as well. You will spend most nights and weekends away from your husband and children, attending events, looking for new victims, and trying to sell the products. And then it says in parentheses, I thought Mary Kay was supposed to help you be at home with them.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot.
And that's the funny part. You can be at home. But then again, if your kids are hyper like mine, you cannot do business with kids around like that. I mean, I love my kids, but business-wise, I cannot. Or I couldn't do it back then because it was just ridiculous. But
yeah,
it's just, I have a conflict with that. If you don't mind me sharing this idea. How is it that a business owner, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, yes, you do want a family center business, but you cannot the business while trying to attend to your kids. Like, it's impossible.
No, I mean, that's why most places aren't like, bring your kids to work every day. Like, it just doesn't work out. I work in a salon and rarely does my daughter have to be there, like shortly between her dad picking her up or someone grabbing her from me.
Yeah.
And even there for 30 minutes, she's like, Mom, I'm bored. And I was like, I don't care. I'm working.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Let me call your dad. Where's he at? Like, it's like, you just can't. It's just really hard to work with kids around. And so, you know, you spend your nights away from them going to these things and you're supposed
to. I have a conflict with it too, because for a Mary Kay consultant to make a successful business of her own, you just have to make it work. My director told me several times, and I hate it. I hated that she told me, the thing is that you're not earning the money that you want or that you wish that you have, because you're not putting the extra effort or the same amount of hours that you would in a company. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I joined Mary Kay so I wouldn't have to go to another company behind a desk 8 hours a day away from my kids. But now that I'm home, you're telling me that I have to be 8 hours away from my kids. Is that what you're saying? And she's like, well, I mean, if you want to have the money. And I'm like,
If you want to be successful, then yeah.
Oof. And I mean, everybody has their own idea of successfulness and whatnot. But in my eyes, it was wrong. It was just wrong. I mean, it wasn't what I was promised at that point.
Not what you signed up for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then number one, people usually work to make money. In Mary Kay, you'll likely be one of the over 99 who lose money in the venture. And if you do make money, it'll probably only amount to minimum wage. And I've done the math and it's less. It's like prison labor wages is what you're making.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I believe you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the problem, like I said, is that you have to invest more money than you're supposed to get. And it's every time. And the problem is also because, like I said, you don't pay like an initial fee to get your products. And then the following year, you have to do the same. No, in Mary Kay, at least in Mary Kay, I don't know in other MLM companies, but in Mary Kay, you have to pay every 3 months the wholesale price for retail value products and then get your 50% discount. Like it has to be quarterly. Otherwise, you're out of the game, probably. Let's put it that way. And yeah, I think you asked me and I just couldn't find the right answer to it. What happens if you're inactive? Is that what you're asking before?
Yeah.
Well, not much happens except that if you go inactive for a full year, then at the end of the year of that business year, they kick you out pretty much. So they end the contract.
Okay. Or you have to like re-sign the contract.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which I was told that too, but I was like, I'm not interested in doing that.
So I looked up a Mary Kay income disclosure statement. I don't know how accurate this is because it's not from the company. It looks like it was made by someone, but it says that 83.14% of the independent sales force in 2019 made $0 and 15.14% made $206. Now, these people are spending more to stay in Mary Kay, that $1,000.
Yes.
Than they're actually making.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people can see this. And then they're like, oh, like, I'll just keep trying harder.
But
only
you
1.6% of people make 20,000 or more.
Like, yes.
It's very small.
So, very
small. And even $20,000 a year isn't even minimum wage.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, Roberta. The problem here is that it's not, let me put it this way. It's right there. The statistics are right there. You're looking at them, obviously. I do believe it's reliable information, a source, reliable source.
Yeah, definitely. But it's not from Mary Kay. That's the only thing that I'm saying is it's definitely a reliable source for sure.
What I'm saying is that the statistics, the numbers, the evidence is out there. The problem with the consultants is that, like I said, you don't want to fail yourself. So why would you quit when you almost hit it? It's right there, but not close enough. I'm going to try for another month.
Yeah.
And then another month. It's
that sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah.
I put in so much time and effort. I just have to keep going. It's going to hit. The machine is going to hit the jackpot. I'm going to break even. I just need to put in a couple more dollars.
Yes.
I'm so close.
And yeah. And to me, I think people can't relate to my story because I didn't have any income from it. I was putting, just like you said, more money that I was supposed to gain back or earn back. But the moment I made my decision, like the moment I said, okay, no more. I had one friend, 1 month, every other month, but I need a mascara or I need a mineral powder foundation. How can you say no to your friends?
And it just keeps you hooked just a little bit longer.
And then you're like, oh, wait. I do use the same mascara that she does. Perfect. I just can order two of the same and I have the discount. And then you go, it's like a vicious cycle. It's like literally, that's what it is. It's like a vicious cycle. You cannot get out. And I don't know how to put it, but it's not that you trust the company or the products themselves, but they kind of work. So you're like, why not? Like, why not? I mean, I'm doing it. So perhaps something good is going to come out of it. Because just like you said, I'm putting so much effort. Something good. I'm doing something good.
Yeah, something has to give. Like, I'm doing everything they're telling me to do. Doing everything right. It's going to hit soon. Mm-hmm. I can feel it.
And then you have your own cheerleaders in your team. You know, they keep telling you, yeah, we're going to do it. And not only your teams. No. It's your director that tells you, guys, we're so close to reach out this top level thing. Who's going to earn the next car? And everyone is looking at each other and like, wait, are you Red Jackets? No, we're just consultants. Oh, so who's getting the car? What she's talking about, getting a car. Her car.
Yes.
Guys, we can do it. We can
all help me get a car.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly like that. So,
wow. Yeah. I mean, how happy are you that you're out?
I'm very happy. I don't have a rash anymore.
Happy. Yeah, no more rash. That's great.
No more rash. Yeah. And I don't know. I my fear was that that I was going to get, how do you call it?
Excommunicated.
Yes. Pretty much, especially being in a small town that everybody knows each other, or at least knows someone that you know. And that was my biggest fear. And also about the products, yeah, why not? I can be vain every now and then, but guess what? I did find the products that work for me. I did. And I'm happy. I mean, they even not even work for me. They work better than what Mary Kay was doing for me. So to answer your question, I'm very, very happy. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So at the end of these, we like to do the rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So let's go. Let's get them.
I'm scared.
What is one word that encompasses how you feel about multi-level marketing?
Gross. Yeah. One word. Gross. Yeah.
One warning to someone who wants to join an MLM.
No.
Don't do it.
No, like, just no, don't.
Just don't.
Don't.
What is the worst MLM in your opinion?
The worst, based on the numbers, just because I was doing my research, just on the numbers for the starting kit, I think LuLaRoe. Yeah. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong completely. And I think it's a toss-up depending on your points of view, because it's true. If you ask my kids or Chris, they can tell you from Monday to Friday, I'm without makeup, just with a bun on top of my head and, you know, leggings. Yeah, exactly. Leggings.
Like, and I look right now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just that I do believe that I was very shy as a kid. As a little kid, I was very shy. And I felt not comfortable in my own skin. But being part of this MLM, at least to me, it showed me that I can go out and be myself, that I can be afraid of certain things, but I can also overcome other things. I never saw the day that I could quit Mary Kay, and I did. And I did. And I saw that I was more important, and I saw that I was that brave person that could do things that I never thought I could. You know, it's just simple as that. And I wish me being not that bright person that I wish I was. You mentioned it before early on this episode, that it's funny how MLMs, if they truly want to be successful, they could potentially try to advise on how to actually build up your business, not their business. They don't tell you about marketing or anything. No, they just tell you about how it works for them. So,
yeah, because it's a giant scam. And, you know, once you take away all of these business words and these legitimate things, it's very clear that it's a giant scam.
Yeah.
And if they ever taught you any business acumen or anything about it, you would very quickly realize that it's a giant scam. Mm-hmm. They bank on the fact that you don't know anything, that you're willing to learn whatever they tell you and you're eager to do so. And then they manipulate you.
Yeah.
And they call it business.
Yes. Yeah, they do.
Not a business.
It is not a business. I wish, if it's possible for you to invite someone that has some kind of degree in marketing or in business management, something like that, what would they have to say about that? Because it, just like you said, is right there. The information is right there. Why are we so blind to see the red flags from the starting point? Like, it's so scary. And if you allow me to say, and it's not just Mary Kay or any other company, but I guess it's just, the scary part is that they claim to be also a way for you to be debt-free.
And I'm like, wait. While encouraging you to go into debt to get there.
Yeah. And it's scary and sad because I have at least two people that I know that they just started their own business with other MLM companies. And I'm like, oh, girl, no. If you only knew what I went through, and they're just excited right now. You, how do you burst their dreams and hopes about it? Because they're so excited about it. Because it is their business in their eyes. And they're like, oh, I'm so close to just be debt free for the rest of my life. And I'm like, oh, just wait. Just give it a few months. Not even a year, just a few months. It's hard. It is hard.
Yeah. I hope people listen to this episode.
Oh, I hope so too.
And they're able to take a lot of really good information that you shared about your experience with this cult.
Yes.
And hopefully relate. And hopefully, hopefully there's someone listening to this that maybe is in Mary Kay and someone like linked it in some group, like, oh my God, this is insane. Look at this liar. And someone clicks it and goes, I'm already sort of feeling that disconnection from this. And they listen and they hear your story and they click that button that says, I'm done. I'm ending my Mary Kay business. I'm not going to play this rat race game anymore. It's very clear that it's a scam.
Yeah.
Even if it's legal. And I can't be a part of this ethically, morally, or anything anymore. I hope that's the outcome of this episode.
I hope so too. And just say something that I always tell my friends here. And they're always agreeing with me because it's true. Just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's morally and ethically correct.
Right.
Or that you're supposed to. Because
it's legal
doesn't
make it lawful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. I really hope that we can stir the pot for the right reasons, because people think that anti-MLM spokespersons, that we just want to throw hate. It's not hate. It's really to raise awareness of the outcome that the majority of people joining is going to go through. It's not how they portrayed in the beginning. And I do hope that people can relate to me, because I am very relatable.
I think so. You're adorable and funny. And we had such a great time talking, and it like 2 hours flew by. I'm just like, oh my God, we've been talking for that long.
Oh my God.
Like, it's insane. But these are things that people want to hear. These are stories that are valuable.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how many emails and messages I get every day from people saying, I just found your podcast.
Uh-huh.
My God.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I related to this. I used to be in a cult. Can I tell you my story? And I'm like, yes. Oh, yeah. Email me therealrobertablevins@gmail.com. Email me. I'd love to hear your story too.
Your the way we know about you from the documentary, me being pregnant and with the gestation all about diabetes, I couldn't do much. So I was looking, I was listening to it with my husband, and he's like, wait a minute, she does what? Or she did what? And I'm like, LuLaRoe, but she sounds like something that you're going through too with American. I know. And we were hooked. And trust me, that was my go-to, just to have the background noise to listen to the stories, because I was so into knowing about how people can relate to your story, even though it's another MLM company. And it's
universal.
It is universal.
Change the name of the company and it's the same story. And that's something that I've learned that I didn't even expect doing this podcast, that I would talk to so many survivors and so many victims of these companies, and their stories are the same.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Yeah. Maybe you're driving in a van to Utah, or maybe you're like drinking magic blueberry juice. Maybe you're just trying to sell some lipstick because you've got some kids at home and you want to take care of them.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. It's
the same
thing.
It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. And just like you said, I couldn't even enjoy my go-to Starbucks because I had I just had to, you know, just so people can notice that I can go to Starbucks.
Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and share with all of your anti-MLM friends as well. See you next time.